Thank you very much. So I'd like to address two questions. One on comment from Turban in terms of capacity building and collaboration that we have with UNCTAD with regards to doing workshops and going to countries in helping them collect the data. So indeed, I think this is an area that we should again revive and continue from 2025. I mentioned the work that we are doing in the context of the universal and meaningful connectivity project that we have, and in this it's a series of workshops that we are conducting, and next year we will have, I think, three in Africa, depending on the language, one in Latin America, and one in the Pacific. And I think it will be good if we can see how we can collaborate in doing these workshops, because one of the indicators under this UMC framework is on business use of internet. And maybe we can also look at how we can conduct sessions in raising awareness on the importance of these indicators, because we still believe that demand for this data drives the data collection in countries. So this is a very important area that we should indeed, again, revive and continue. The second question is in terms of, you know, the importance of doing surveys, the limitation with regards to resources, and the willingness of countries to prioritize the indicators to be collected in these surveys. We still believe that household surveys, for example, is very important on ICT indicators, on the use of ICTs by households and individuals. And we still encourage countries to still conduct household surveys, at least to have a baseline information on these indicators. But we also now trying to promote the use of other data sources. It could be administrative records, but most importantly, the use of big data to address timeliness of information as well as data gaps. So I mentioned earlier the work that has been going on at the international level on the use of mobile phone big data, and this has been very successful. We have a number of countries who are now conducting analysis on the use of MPD for official statistics, and there's a number of countries who are lined up for 2025 who will implement this work. Together with the World Bank, we are financing countries to help them kickstart the work on the use of mobile phone big data. And this is, of course, very important for national statistical offices to open their mindsets with regards to this new data source. This is, of course, mandated by the UN Statistical Commission that big data could be used as one source for official statistics. And I think we should take advantage of this initiative, not just on the indicators that are being collected by the ITU, but also indicators that are under UNCTAD, for example. I know that there are institutions or agencies that are collecting, for example, data coming from big data sources, particularly on businesses who are offering e-commerce possibilities. And I think this is a something that this group should also discuss and see how these new data sources could be explored to help complement or supplement existing information coming from business surveys. So I think with that, I'd like to also acknowledge, of course, the work that other partners are doing and the partnership. If I can get back to the work that we are conducting in the partnership, I think this is indeed a framework or an initiative that should continue, and that partners are very important to make sure that the core indicators remain relevant, as well as in building capacities in countries. And only through this collaboration that we will be able to cover more countries and also to ensure that resources are used efficiently in countries with regards to the indicators to be collected, and also for agencies to focus on their respective areas without duplicating efforts that are being done by other agencies. Thank you very much.